Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. I'm Casey Cease, and it's a pleasure to have you with us for today's episode entitled, You Need an Education. To some, this title may seem a bit controversial, but let's consider a broader perspective. What if education encompasses more than formal schooling? What if it is something that is deeply woven into our biblical directives? Today, we're going to lay the groundwork for a series on theological education. We'll examine the biblical mandate for being educated and introduce various categories of education that resonate with Christian life. So, education, as we understand it today, isn't directly mentioned in the Bible. However, the scriptures are replete with verses that emphasize the importance of acquiring knowledge, wisdom, and instruction. So let's look at a couple passages that highlight this. First, we'll turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, where it states, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." This verse not only advocates for continual learning, but it also suggests that wisdom and understanding are ongoing, continuous pursuits. Now, as we turn to 2 Timothy 3, 6, and 17, it states, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." This passage highlights the role of Scripture in education. It's there to teach us, correct us, and train us in righteousness so that we may be fully equipped for every aspect of life. Last, let's go to the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, which tells us, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." This directive extends education into the realm of discipleship, and it emphasizes the teaching and learning of Christ's commandments as a fundamental aspect of Christian life. When we look at these three passages, collectively they suggest that education is not merely about personal development. Instead, it's a biblical mandate, and therefore it is an integral part of our Christian walk. So as we view the concept of education from a biblical perspective, it's essential to broaden our understanding beyond the traditional classroom. James E. Stepp Jr. and Jonathan Anthony, in their discussion on the theology of Christian education, present a compelling categorization of education into three types, which are formal, non-formal, and informal. And so as we look at these and break down each category, let's look at how they might apply to our life. Formal education is the type that most of us are familiar with. This type of education takes place in structured settings like schools, colleges, and theological seminaries. It's categorized by a systemic curriculum and often leads to a formal qualification or degree. While some may worry about the secular influences in formal education, it's important to recognize its value in providing a comprehensive understanding of various subjects, including theology. It equips individuals with the skills necessary for professional and personal development, and it plays a crucial role in preparing individuals to engage with the world in an intellectual and moral way. Non-formal education, on the other hand, happens outside of a traditional classroom setting, but it is still organized and purposeful. Examples include Bible study groups, Sunday school, workshops, retreats, and even church-related training sessions. Non-formal education is often more flexible, and it can be tailored to the specific spiritual needs of a group or individual. It's crucial for those seeking to deepen their faith and understanding of God in a communal or more relaxed setting. This type of education fosters a sense of community and shared learning experiences that are vital for spiritual growth. Finally, we have what is referred to as informal education, which is perhaps the most overlooked yet pervasive type. This occurs through daily interactions and personal experiences, learning from family, friends, and mentors, or even through self-directed study of the scriptures. It's spontaneous and doesn't follow a structured curriculum. For many believers, this is where foundational beliefs and values are formed and where they're continuously shaped. It's the discussion at the dinner table, the mentorship in church settings, and the personal study of biblical texts that contribute to our personal spiritual formation and the way in which we view the world. Understanding these categories helps us appreciate that education, particularly within a Christian context, is not confined to formal settings, but it is a continuous, multifaceted journey that occurs on different levels and throughout different avenues. To further clarify the distinction between these types of education and their impact, let's consider this helpful chart that we've put together based off of a page out of ESTEP's book. Across the top of the chart, you'll see the three categories we just discussed: formal, non-formal, and informal. Down the right-hand side, there are three descriptors: institutional, intentional, and application. On the chart for formal education, it is marked as something that is highly institutional and highly intentional. This reflects its structured environment and deliberate curriculum design. However, it's noted that it may not always lead to direct application, especially if the education is not contextually aligned with practical life or one's spiritual needs. Now, when we look at non-formal education here, we see that it is characterized on the chart as neutral in terms of institutionalization. It means it doesn't always occur in a structured institution like formal education does. It is, however, intentional in its educational objectives, and it is high in application, as it often directly addresses specific spiritual needs and allows for immediate implementation of learned principles. Finally, as we looked at informal education, as shown on the chart, it is not institutional. Therefore, it occurs outside any formal education structure. It's neutral in terms of being intentional. Some informal learning experiences are planned, while others happen spontaneously. Yet it ranks high in application because these everyday lessons are immediately integrated into our daily life and practices. This chart helps us see that all three forms of education are important. Formal education gives us the foundational knowledge and the tools to think critically and engage with complex concepts. Non-formal education enhances our ability to apply what we learn in real-world settings, particularly within the community of the church and within our spiritual life. Informal education keeps us growing and adapting continuously, and it allows us to apply our knowledge and beliefs practically and personally in our everyday life. Each type plays a crucial role in developing a well-rounded individual, capable of both understanding deep truths and living them out effectively in their personal and community life. It is vital, especially within the church context, to engage with all three types to foster a dynamic learning experience. And so, with a clear understanding of the different categories of education and their characteristics, let's now integrate some insights from well-known educational experts. These perspectives will help us see how the principles we're discussing are reflected and supported in broader educational theories. So, John Dewey stated, "Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself." Dewey's view aligns great with our discussion of informal education. He believed that learning through real-life activities and social interactions was crucial. This resonates with the biblical principle of living out one's faith daily and learning from every life experience. Jean stated that the principal goal of education in the school should be creating men and women who are capable of doing new things, not simply repeating what other generations have done. His focus on innovation and new solutions align with the intentionality behind formal education, where structured learning environments help develop critical thinking skills and it enables students to approach old problems in new ways. So let's look to some Christian thinkers. J.I. Packer, who is an influential theologian, once articulated the importance of theological education this way. He stated, "Theology is for doxology and devotion, that is, the praise of God and the practice of godliness." This quote is a good reminder that the purpose of education exists beyond mere knowledge acquisition. Instead, it is fundamentally about deepening our worship and enhancing our living out of our faith. R.C. Sproul, known for his works within Reformed tradition, advocates for a classical education that, and he passionately argued, "We fail in our duty to study God's Word, not so much because it's difficult to understand, not so much because it's dull and boring, but because it's work. Our problem is not a lack of intelligence or a lack of passion. Our problem is that we are lazy." Sproul's emphasis here is not just on the act of learning, but on the effort it requires. His words challenge us to approach education, whether formal, non-formal, or informal, with diligence and devotion. Alistair McGregg noted that faith is something that goes against the evidence. It goes beyond it. The evidence is saying to us there is another country. There is something beyond mere reason. McGrath's quote can inspire us to see education not just as a collection of rational experiences and exercises, but instead as an exploration that extends into the realms of faith and spiritual understanding. So, as we draw towards the close of today's episode, I want to emphasize the vital role that each form of education, formal, non-formal, and informal, plays in the life of a believer. We've explored various perspectives and insights, and now it's time to consolidate our understanding of why a broad educational approach is not only beneficial, but absolutely necessary. Formal education provides foundation knowledge in a structured way. It's here that we begin to gain the tools for critical thinking and theological understanding. It prepares us for complex discussion and enables us to engage with the world in an informed and thoughtful way. For many, this structured learning is crucial in developing strong defenders of the faith who are well equipped to tackle modern challenges with biblical wisdom. Non-formal education, with its flexibility and adaptability, allows us to learn and apply our learning in a practical and immediate way. It bridges the gap between theoretical knowledge and real-world application. We see this again in church settings, workshops, Bible studies, and retreats, where we see the teachings of Christ come alive. These settings provide us with support needed for growth and to spiritually test and refine our understanding in a safe environment. Informal education is perhaps the most reflective of our daily walk with Christ. It happens in our interactions, through our personal devotions, and in the way we mentor others and we are mentored ourselves. It's continuous, often spontaneous, and deeply impactful, and shapes our character and our daily decisions. It's in these moments that the truths we learn are woven into the fabric of our lives. Understanding the importance of integrating these forms of education can transform how we approach learning within the local assembly. It allows us to see education not only as a single avenue or an institutional requirement, but as a holistic life journey that shapes every aspect of our daily walk. It's essential, therefore, that we encourage and facilitate all forms of education, recognizing that each form that we've discussed has a unique and crucial role in developing a fully rounded individual capable of leading, teaching, and living life according to the Bible. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind everyone that education in its various forms is not just about personal development. It's about equipping ourselves to better serve, understand, and lead in our churches. It's about becoming more effective in our ministry, more understanding in our relationships, and more impactful in our witnessing for Christ. I hope today's discussion has opened up new perspectives on what it means to be educated in an apostolic context. and perhaps softened any reservations about the value of different types of education. Remember, whether through formal education, non-formal church settings, or through an informal approach of our daily lives, every learning experience is an opportunity to grow closer to God and to one another. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of All Things Apostolic. See you next time.